Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The wildfires that have swept through Los Angeles the last 2 weeks have just been devastating. And one thing we hear from folks when faced with such tragedy is to look for the helpers. It's advice that Mr. Rogers received from his mom when he was a young boy. Well, Sacramento's Lab Rats are some of those people. The versatile jazz hip-hop band is dedicated to making good music, of course, and a positive difference in our community. They host Sunday sessions. It's a weekly event where musicians and creatives can come together to perform, support each other, and to give back. The band chooses a different charitable cause to support each month, and the next few sessions will be devoted to raising money for wildfires in Los Angeles. Jacob Swedlow joins us now in the studio to explain why this is important to the band's mission, and we're also going to hear some of music that they recorded at CAP Radio last year. Jacob, welcome to Insight.
Thank you very much for having me. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, we love having you. I've seen you here at CAP Radio before, but for those who may not be so hip to the local music scene, let's start by just getting started to know the band. Who are the Lab Rats, and how did y'all come together?
Sure, yeah. We are a quartet. We primarily play jazz fusion, hip-hop music. We're an instrumental band, so that, you know, opens the doors for collaboration. We are consisting of drums, keyboard synths, bass synth, and trumpet. And yeah, we came together for the purposes of kind of uniting the music scene of Sacramento across genres.
Did jazz and hip hop, merging that together, did it come naturally to you?
We didn't even do it. I mean, that's been happening. We are, jazz and hip hop are walk hand in hand since the beginning. And even before the term hip hop existed, you can find examples within the recorded music of jazz that led to it. So we're, which is why, you know, we kind of use this music as a unifying force.
Yeah, well, let's give people a taste of some of the music. Yeah. So the whole band came in last year to CAP Radio for music for a story done by CAP Radio Music's Avery Jeffrey and Jennifer Reason, who are awesome in their own rights. So we do have some of those tracks loaded up. So we're going to listen to some of Everybody Loves Sunshine.
Beautiful.
Man, that has a soul to it, for sure. That is just wonderful. And people can listen to this at Sunday Sessions at Torch Club. How did this all get started?
Yeah, so Sunday Sessions kind of started almost immediately when the band formed. We formed in February of 2021.
So about 4 years ago.
Oh, my apologies. 2022. So we are almost 3 years old. We started Sunday Sessions. It was an idea I had to essentially unite the Sacramento music scene. We're the four of us have a really diverse background of how we learned how to play. And we all specialize in different things, but with the unifying force of we're all jazz and hip-hop heads. So we wanted to open the doors and have local rappers meet the horn players at Sac State, you know, and the metalheads meeting the Grateful Dead guys, and you know, and they all collaborate with each other. And to see that those connections form throughout genres in here, right here in Sacramento, has been just very rewarding.
Oh, I mean, that is amazing. It's just invaluable because you're not only playing music, which you love, but you're creating community or strengthening an already really strong community of creatives here in Sacramento.
Totally.
We're going to listen to another song. This is actually a collaboration between Lab Rats and another Sacramento standout, Tiny Desk winner, the Philharmonic.
Yes.
This is JC and the Caged Bird.
Assassin dwindles into ashes of a single grain of sand in the vastness of the universe, becoming a mere reflection of a caged bird.
That fateful night, the circle of life would take place in a jazz club, running from mob ties, the barrel of a blank gun aims at the piano size, knowing I couldn't run from the side of the reaper, stuck in quite a conundrum. Except this time the only exit's eternal redemption, too controversial to absolve me from any deferral that can stop the angel of death in his tracks, collecting penance for the actions of my past I couldn't retract. To escape the consequence, I was confident the future was ominous. Rigor mortis took dominance as bullets took prominence, relieving my consciousness that the mob would be profitless. That's my accomplishment. The romance was unrequited. We would have been a thing if circumstances were different. If only I was wise enough to reconsider, I would have suffered the fate of a killer. What's done is done, the time has come. What can one do when there's nowhere to run? To give my cup from a thousand cuts, deliver me from what I once was. Roll the dice and pay the price, and pray the outcome will suffice. From the darkness into
yes,
the light,
I love it. That is awesome. Yeah,
awesome.
I follow the Philharmonic on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I just learned that he moved to LA recently,
yeah.
and he was impacted
yes.
by the wildfires. How's he doing?
Yeah, it's just insane timing, you know. I'm sure, you know, just like how every musician down there is affected, you know, musicians, no matter kind of like where you stand in the public eye, you know, nobody is being paid what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
And just the how everyone is so disparaged, especially the people who are in a profession that they just may not, you know, speaking from my own experience, you know, and this is a shared experience between a lot of musicians and artists. It's just like, we don't, if what you're doing is your art, chances are you may not have enough resources to help yourself, you know? So any musician and artist in LA right now, I'm, you know, really concerned for.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
With these Sunday sessions this month that are going to be going to wildfire relief, one, that's amazing. And how does that work out?
Since last month, we're deciding to implement a charitable aspect with our Sunday sessions. We are trying to raise $500 at least every month for a different charitable cause. Mm-hmm. This month, we're focusing on the LA fires, and you leave a donation in the tip jar or at the front with the doorman. And we collect all of it at the end of the month and allocate the funds to, you know, the charity. And this month we're donating to the charity We Are Moving the Needle, which is a charitable organization that focuses on equity in the music industry. So they really try to help out non-binary folks, trans folks, and women trying to break through in the LA, you know, male-dominated music scene. And on top of, they offer scholarships, mentorship, and advocacy, mm-hmm. advocacy programs, but they're also implementing a disaster relief fund, which is where we're planning to donate like our $500 for this month too.
Well, that is amazing, Jacob. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. This is a dream come true.
Oh, we are the lucky ones. Jacob Swedlow is a composer and drummer for Sacramento's jazz hip-hop fusion band, Lab Rats. We're going to go out end the week with some more Lab Rats music. You can actually catch them in the flesh this weekend at the next Sunday Sessions, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Torch Club in downtown Sacramento. And as Jacob mentioned, this session and the month sessions will be raising funds for those impacted by the wildfires in Los Angeles. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. That is it for Insight today. We will catch you back after the 3-day holiday on Tuesday. Have a great one.